What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point Podcast,
where we're real friends who have real talk about real life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode.
We are officially in springtime.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. Yeah, because today is March. Well, it's pretty much the end of the month.
I think the first day of spring was March.
Is it today?
19th.
Okay.
So we're in spring.
It doesn't feel like it though.
It doesn't feel like it here in Atlanta, but hopefully it feels like that for you all. If not, what are y'all getting into? It's finally second quarter.
Yes, it is. Like April starts the second quarter. Right. So I hope that y'all are, you know, doing your thing. Like I hope the plants that you were like planting are starting to bloom.
Oh, yes.
Figuratively and literally.
Right. Because at first when you said plants, I was like...
The seeds that you started.
The seeds that you put in. Yeah. Okay, I like that.
That they're starting to bloom and yes. Like things are starting to come to fruition. You know, like... Yeah. I feel like when we live life with the seasons, like things flow better.
So right.
Like in the winter when we're supposed to hibernate. The spring, that's when we start popping out. The summer, that's when we turn up. And
right.
And towards the end of the year, that's when the holidays come back around and we chill. And
it's time to slow
yeah,
down.
It's time to slow down.
Oh my
down.
Gosh, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. I think that's how I'm going to live 2024. So
right now I'm springing and it's blossoming. I feel
like
summer, you're right, like you're out. Mm-hmm. You can lay
outside.
Out by the beach and all the other things. Oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I like that, friend. That was good.
So, I want to know, what do y'all think about that? Do y'all live life with the seasons, or do you just kind of go with the flow?
Right.
Go day to day, and whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But with that being said, in our real friend segment,
yeah.
It's been a while, so how have you been?
I've been good, friend. Like I just said, springtime is just such a good time
mm-hmm.
of just, like, freshness, so I really feel fresh. I just got back from Nashville.
Yes.
That was my first
love
time
trip.
Going, so shout out to Nashville. I didn't know y'all was turning up like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun, like, and then also during that weekend, I think it was some championship tournament going on.
Uh-huh.
So, don't quote me, I don't remember what teams were playing, but it was two college teams. It was a tournament. I think it was, I'm not even going to say it, because I don't know. But
okay.
Anyway. That was fun. So it was my
yeah.
mom's birthday trip. We had a good time. Life has been going well.
That's good.
You know, just living my life, having fun.
Yes. I love the trip and just kind of the things blossoming.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's good, friend.
Yeah. What about you, friend? How you been?
I would say about the same. I do have my, I guess, first trip of the year coming up.
Okay.
And it just so happens to be in Nashville, too.
Okay. Turn up. Turn up.
But I actually have a friend that's there, more like a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So haven't seen her in about 2 years.
Okay.
2 or 3 years.
Well, that'd be a good time.
My other friend, Kay and Brooke, I haven't seen her in about 2 or 3 years, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college friends, we mm-hmm. moved. And
yeah.
Getting back to it, kind of seeing each other. So I'm excited for that. And then, like, the things just blossoming. Like
mm-hmm.
you said, the
mm-hmm.
things are happening. It doesn't have to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And so just kind of letting it come into fruition and getting into all the things.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be.
I like that. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, friend, but I like what you said about, you know, just it coming into its place or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Yeah, it's coming, and it doesn't have to look, you know, we often get caught up in, oh, it needs to look this way. I'm like,
yeah.
As long as it happens.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how it looks.
I don't care how it looks,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's happening. So, I'm good. Spring weather is good.
That's good.
I can't wait for the pollen to go, though.
Me too.
Because that is not for me.
Because my car looks a mess.
Oh,
like, I need a wash.
I know how you feel about your car. And
yeah.
for me, my face will look a mess.
Yeah.
Because the pollen is...
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
Just coming out.
It's
thick. Out here in Georgia, like, ever since I moved to Georgia, it wasn't really like this in Texas as far as the pollen goes. Like, even
yeah.
in Greenville right now, the pollen is out, but it's not as bad. Like, and maybe because I live by a lot of trees out here, but it's
yeah.
really, like, thick. Like,
yeah.
if you go out on that patio, thick.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
and
not.
My allergies are starting to.
Act
up.
Yeah, I would say when I was in Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
I would have a sinus infection literally every single year. So I don't know what that was about, but moving to Georgia, no sinus infection. It's more just you know, all the ick. Mm-hmm. And maybe because of, like, the trails and the trees and the greenery. That's not for me. But that's my only beef with spring. Other than that, I love the weather. Like, this is my favorite kind of weather.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
But we are going to get into our real talk segment.
Yeah.
And our topic for today is all about being a girl's girl. And we're talking about you're not a girl's girl.
Yeah. You.
If that's you. I hope that y'all are girl's girl.
I hope that if you tune into our show that you're a girl's girl.
Right. Because we're girl's girls.
Yeah.
But if you're not... We're going to talk about it.
We're going to get into it. So, first, I feel like, what is a girl's girl?
What is a girl's girl? I feel like a girl's girl is all about all the things feminine and about women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And when I say feminine, I mean, you know, just really holding themselves up as a woman, but also not being too shy of or insecure to call out the next woman and say you're, you know, respectfully. Well, I don't want to say, if we talk about girls, girls, and woman empowerment, I don't want to actually say the word, the B word, because, you know, people get offended. But you're adult, you know, like, you're dope. You know, you're an adult woman. I love what you're doing. I love the woman that you are. You're inspired by that woman. Like, I just, that's a girl's girl to me. What about you?
I kind of agree. I feel like a girl's girl is someone who, you know, you look out for other girls.
Right.
You empower other girls. Like, you're not tearing down girls. Mm-hmm. You're not being petty or you're not being jealous. You know, like, you're for the girls.
Right.
If it's girls in the building, I'm for all of us. I want us all to win.
Period.
I'm not going to be trying to tear down the next girl, the next sister. We can all win. We're all thrive together, and honestly, when we work together, that's better anyway versus you over there looking at her like, I don't mess with her. No, we don't want no beef, we don't want no problems.
Right.
I almost choked. But when I think of a girl's girl, I just feel like you're just for the girls.
Yeah, we're for the girls. I like that, like. You saying you're for the girls is giving, I want to see you win. Mm-hmm. When we're in the same space, in my eyes, it's not all about me. Mm-hmm. It's about us. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. Like, you saying, like, it's about us. We all win together. So, I think that's, like, a beautiful way of thinking of a girl's girl. I wonder what y'all think about a girl's girl or your definition of how you feel about a girl's girl. What does it look like for you? To get into the you're not a girl's girl portion of the show, we really want to talk about the pick me's.
Yes.
And this is where I'm a little unsure of, like, what the pick me's are.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get an understanding of the pick me's and kind of understand if I know a pick me.
Yeah. Well, to my understanding, a pick me is someone who goes out of their way to be chosen.
Okay.
And this can be in multiple aspects, but I think it originates when it comes to men and being a pick me. And pick me's are usually perceived as the woman who will downplay or shame another woman for the sake of the man's attention. Or will go out of her way to shit on another woman for the sake of being chosen by a man. So you're willing to downplay the girl, the sisterhood, for this man who probably gonna play both of us. But you think that you're getting more points, so you're getting more.
So you're crossing the girl's code.
For the man.
You trying to shit on me and look like that girl and play both sides. So a pick me really could kind of be kind of cool with you, because you gotta be kind of close to somebody to be able to pick those things out. So you're willing to be close to the girls, but you're not a girl's girl, and you want to be chosen for the streets.
And it's funny because I feel like pick me's are like you could spot a pick me easily. Just by how she talked, just by how she, you know, just by how she goes about it. You can be like, if a man was in the room, you're going to sink all of us. we all gonna sink. Right. Just so that you can rise for the sake of his attention.
Are pick me's like the side chicks?
They could be.
Oh, okay. I mean, because like, that's what my mind went to.
A pick me could be anybody.
Right. So like you could have a pick me like professionally where it's like pick me, choose me. Mm-hmm. She ain't knowing what she's supposed to do. Oh yeah, we know a pick me. If that's the case. So that's the professional way of being a pick me, but personal pick me could be pick me, it's me. It's not her.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Or even like it doesn't even have to be you shitting on another woman. A pick me could also be someone who is like, well, you know, I'm the type of woman to do the cooking and the cleaning, and I do this and I do that, so pick me, pick me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she doesn't cook, she doesn't clean, she doesn't do X, Y, Z that you want.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's a pick me, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, y'all shouldn't be fighting in your marriage. I don't fight over here. Like,
I'm the one who's keeping the peace. Yeah, I'm the one who's doing that. Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, it could definitely be a side chick, you know, or somebody, what's it called, dirty mackin'?
What's that?
Where like, you know, like okay, like men be dirty macking, like, oh bro, like they'll dirty mac to a woman about another man. Like, oh, you don't want him. Like, what's that Mario song? Like, oh, you smell the perfume on his cologne. I would never do you that way.
Okay. So for a girl or a woman rather, it's like, oh, she's always nagging at you.
I wouldn't nag at you. Like, whatever. I don't argue over here. You know, I'll keep it cool. I keep it classy.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's
what pick me. Oh, wow. Well, I don't really have any pick me's personally near me, but I definitely do know pick me.
Mm-hmm.
And, That's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, like, I don't know any pick-me's in my circles.
Yeah, I don't.
But, because I can't stand them.
Yeah.
But, I know a couple in real life. And I just be like, why? Why?
Yeah, and I'm the one who does this. And then y'all don't even get that. I mean, because what do we get in for being a pick-me? Do y'all get a damn trophy?
They get a cookie, and the cookie is
right. I'm like, so what do I gain for being a pick-me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's going to be a no for me.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be a no.
Yeah, it's a no for me too. But that's an epidemic. It's a pick me epidemic going on. I don't know why, but it's a lot of girls on the internet who are pick me's, and I cry for them.
Cause could you be insecure?
Cause I don't know if it comes to. It could be insecurity.
Like, could it be insecurity? Could it be?
Cause without that, you're not getting picked.
Right.
Without you saying, oh, she's doing that while I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah, could it be like, you know, a little bit of self-esteem, little, because that's what I think about. Y'all know I'm very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could it be that, you know, she is the shit, that she is that girl, and she's bringing up something that you wish you were?
Yeah.
So you want to downplay that?
That's what it be, friend. That's what it is.
So, yeah, that's not for me. Because any room I step in, I'm that girl.
That's what I'm saying. And it's just like, why can't we just be confident in ourselves?
Right.
Why do you have to downplay the next girl just to get what you want? Be you. Do your thing.
Right. And I'm the type of girl, and you know that because we're like that in general.
Yeah.
I like nice girls. I like nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're cute. I'm cute. Let's be cute together.
Yeah.
You're pretty. I'm going to say you're pretty. You don't owe me nothing.
Yeah.
Just like.
Like heavy on a compliment.
Heavy on the compliment. Heavy on the, oh my gosh. Like your smile. Like, you know, all the things that make us feel good as women.
Yeah.
So I could not see myself as, yeah, I do this, she don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned if you know a girl, like, I'm gonna check up on you, like, girl, I noticed, like, you know, you're not for the pick me, but like if I really see a girl that's down, girl, I noticed, like, you know, in private,
you weren't
okay, like, you're good, like, before I'm just like, she don't do that. That's not cute.
That's not cute. It's quite alarming. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, like, who raised you? Probably another pick me.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
A pick me who didn't get chosen.
Yeah, I think
it's gotta be.
It can be generational.
You weren't chosen.
You weren't chosen. And now you want to shit on everybody else to be chosen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the worst way to be chosen. You had to shit on somebody else just to get where you are. And I know a lot of people do that, but that's just crazy because that shows you as a person.
That was powerful, friend. Like, it's generational. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about that, but that is probably generational. Cause did mama get pegged? Ooh. I mean, I ain't trying to talk about nobody's, you know.
Right. We ain't trying to ruffle no feathers. We just.
But
talking.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Did, we just had a real talk.
Did mama get chosen? Because
you could trickles just be down. You trickling down. But yeah, so that's about the pick me's. But also going back to the girls' girl, like I feel like a girls' girl does things for the girls.
Right.
Like when I get ready to go outside, I want the girls to compliment me because that means that I'm doing something.
Right.
Like the guys, they gonna compliment regardless. But the girls, you know that you really got it on. Like, girl, I love that outfit. Where'd you get it from?
Right. And I do it for my baby girls.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for my little girls.
Yeah.
I do it for my baby girls. Like, I am naturalista. Mm-hmm. All the things, because I'm like, I want you to love your hair.
Exactly.
I want you to love what you look like. Mm-hmm. There is no, I'm prettier because I'm this, or all of the stigmas and stereotypes that's around, even just like when we think of colorism and all those different serious conversations, like, that doesn't exist in a girl's girl type of world. Like, we're not pitting each other against each other. We want to uplift, and beauty is beauty.
Yeah.
Greatness is greatness, excellence is excellence. You know, like, we're not saying, even when you think of like education, and we know that, like, just because I have this level of education doesn't mean that I'm better than the next person.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're doing it for the babies so they can see. Mm-hmm. Y'all can do it too, and actually do it better than me.
Yeah, exactly.
Respectfully,
like, honestly, do it better than me. Because that means I set a good stone, I set good footsteps for you so that you can come and fill them, but do it bigger.
Do it bigger and better. And I'm gonna be right there rooting for you.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Or right there. It don't even matter.
Yeah. Right there with you.
So I think that's the beauty of being a girl's girl.
I love it. Well, yeah. So let's talk about going back to the pick me's though, and about the dangers of being male centered as a girl.
I want to talk about this one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because I have nothing but brothers, really.
Okay.
I have a god sister, and that's kind of like who I consider like my sister. She has nothing but brothers. Love you, Desi. But we have nothing but brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up around our brothers, having a younger brother, I was just never like heavy on the guys. Why? Because I'm around them.
Mm-hmm.
I get to, you know, like, that's my world. So the attention, I got the appropriate male attention.
Right.
Thank God that I had the father figures that I had.
Right.
And I just don't understand the male-centered energy. Mm-hmm. It's attention-seeking. Mm-hmm. It's inappropriate. And depending on when you're with the girls, it could be dangerous.
Very.
Like, if we're on vacation and you're seeking the males, girl, we don't know these folks.
We do not know these folks.
You need to be safe. Where are you at? What are you doing? Don't bring that type of
energy.
Us. Like,
yeah.
We're together. Woo, girl power. And you are seeking
for the man.
You want some power.
Yeah, you want some power already.
And it ain't the power that we want.
But no, it's true. Like, when you are the friend who is just always looking for where the man at, where, like, we go out and you're looking for the man to pay for the bar and pay for the bill, baby, stay.
Why did you come?
Because we're good. Like, I have my bill. We talked about this last episode.
Yeah.
Don't have us looking crazy because you're trying to see where are the men.
That's how you get drugged. That's how stuff happens.
That's
when
how
you
stuff
said
happens.
When you said, like, the bar,
mm-hmm.
and we're going out and we're getting our drinks,
mm-hmm.
like, you could be bait.
Yeah.
And not even understand that you're being bait right now. And I'm not saying all men are out to pray or to do things like that. But we've been in college before. We've heard the stories. We know the functionality of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, date rape, drugs,
all this, you can think it's not real
or it's just on the TV, but it is very real.
Yeah.
And real talk segment, but us as black women, we're on the market for human sex trafficking. Okay.
Oh, for sure. Especially here in Georgia.
Right. We're number one. So, you have to keep that in mind and be a bit more aware and vigilant and understand that if you wanted to do your male-centered attention and get the man, you should have went on a speed date.
Yeah, you should have went and did that on your own time. I thought this was girls' night.
I thought it was girls' night, and even if the man comes,
cool.
As a girl's girl, we get it. We're like, okay, we're gonna, you know, yeah, we'll pivot, we'll figure this out. Oh, but yeah, if you're like, get you thirsty, want that, like you're looking for it, you're seeking it.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah, because let's clarify, it's one thing for them to come to us. We love that. That's cool.
Yeah,
but you are. This is your main point of the night, is to find the man. No, babes.
Find the man, or if they come, now you're doing a lot.
Yeah, now you're a whole different person.
Like, let's talk about that. When now I'm ugly, now, you know, like, when
right,
we were younger,
you're throwing the jokes out, it ain't shit funny.
That was in high school. Like, now you want to say shit? Now, right, like, girl, why you got that on? Why right, you like, doing
all
that?
Of a sudden, yeah, girl, those are my shoes, bitch. Wait, bitch. Wait a minute.
Where's this type of energy?
Where's
coming
the sisterhood?
From?
All of a sudden, it's, oh, she, you telling people's business in front of the men? Pipe down. Pipe it down.
Or now you got the bill. Now you flexing.
That's fine. I'm going to let you get it, friend.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, just different weird energy. Like that's
now
weird.
You're a third person. You're totally different.
Well, I'm concerned.
What's up with that?
Yeah, but it's going to be enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's just, now you're putting us in a compromising position that we just didn't want to be in the first place.
That we did not want to be in.
Got your own things going on.
So, all right.
Yeah, we're just going to move on to something that I've been seeing on the internet, specifically on Twitter. This has been trending, and I want to know your thoughts, friend.
Okay, because you know I'm not on the Twitter.
Right, because you're not on Twitter. But what do you think about... Okay, I'll say this. So there's this thing going around about bringing your man on the girls' trip.
Okay.
Some people are for it. Some people are against it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would I bring him? No. And it's like, it's, I always talk about that. It's no secret. I've been dating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand. God bless me. I don't even know. But like, all jokes aside, been dating. We grew up together. So mm-hmm. at that point, yes, like we have a bond. We trip. We have fun, but it's a time and a place, and that to me is not the time.
Mm-hmm.
If we're having girl time could be so much like for my girls, mm-hmm. and for me, that's like empowering, that I don't want my dude there.
Yeah.
And it's not like even I'm, you know, doing something, I don't have no business doing none of that. It's just, I don't understand the logic. Like, there's
yeah.
individual you to me, and mm-hmm. then there's, like, us as a couple
yeah.
and a relational me. And relational me is different than individual me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they both coincide, but mm-hmm. that's my individual time. What are we
yeah.
doing?
Yeah, like, I totally agree, friend. I think that's kind of absurd to bring your partner on a girl's trip, or to bring your girlfriend on a guy's trip. It's crazy too, because like, damn,
yeah.
y'all can't have no time apart. Number one. Number two, like you said, this is our girls' time.
This our
we're
time.
We're here to talk about the niggas, not to be with them. You know, like, we're here to have a good girl
have
time.
Have a good girl time.
Laugh, kiki, cry, turn up. Like,
right.
Why is he here?
We can't do
cool.
that. I mean, and like I said, even if he is cool, which, you know, we're a package deal. If I'm cool, he cool. But
yeah.
the reality is, it's like, I wouldn't go on his trip.
Right.
And he wouldn't
and
go
he
on my trip.
He probably wouldn't invite you. That's
so
like.
He wouldn't invite me. And I don't want to be invited.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, individually,
mm-hmm.
that's when I always say it comes down to that security piece for me. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why is he on your hip?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all can't get no time apart? Damn.
Like, what? What? The audacity.
The
like,
audacity. Like, I would be so upset if I was on a girl's trip with my friends and she's like, yeah, so-and-so wants to come, so he's gonna come. This is not a couple's trip. Now, if this was a couple's trip, cool.
Yeah.
If it's a vacation, cool. But a girl's trip is for the girls.
It's a security. I'm thinking, you know, my mind is going to like, girl, are you okay?
Yeah.
Blink
but I'm
twice.
Like, girl, are you safe? Blink twice if you need help. Obviously.
Right. Blink twice. Blink three times if something happened this morning.
Right. That you need to know about.
I Maybe that's dramatic, but
it's not. I'm just like, it's wrong.
Okay. Like, what are we doing? So, no. No.
Yeah, I agree. No. It's a no for me.
That's weird.
It's weird.
That's weird because girls' trips are wild. Like,
don't tell them all the business.
I'm not saying all the business. I'm just saying they're wild. Yeah, like
you're here to have
and
fun.
The boys' trip should be just as well. Exactly. Like, what y'all doing? I hope y'all going to the strip club. I hope y'all, turning up. What else y'all going for?
What was the point of going if you ain't turning up?
And I know I'm going to turn up. Right. So it's like.
We got the BC powder and everything.
Well, it's girls. It's a girls' trip. What we doing? So I'm like, no. And like I said, we not even wilding. Like, it's just the fact that
we're just gonna have girls' time. Like,
blink once if he yelled at you. Blink twice if he hit you, honey. Because I need to know. Because the girls' trip about to change real quick.
Right. It's going to turn into a whole nother trip if you blink twice.
That's the girls' girl.
Right.
We about to you ain't gonna handle nothing. Mm-hmm. We gonna do this together. So that's what my mind goes to. And I'm not saying like that. It's just, you know, it's different forms of it's different forms of control. Yeah. It's different forms of, you know, things that the red flags.
Mm-hmm.
The red flags.
Yeah, that's the red green flags.
Red, is it red or is it green? Did you say I want to go by myself? And he said I'm coming anyways. Did he book the flight? And not even, this ain't even for the girls, even the guys, because that's something to talk about too. Like, they be controlled too.
They do be controlled.
Did you pop up on that man on his boy's trip? Did you do that?
Yeah, did you pop up with your homegirl?
Are y'all doing that?
At the hotel door, banging on the
right. I was like, are y'all doing that? Because, wow.
They are, though. Because I've seen a TV show, Love and Marriage Detroit. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's on HBO Max.
I was going to say, is that on?
No, it's on. On. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But it's on HBO Max. I'm going to watch it.
And there's one couple on there who, I guess the guys are about to go on a trip. And the wife was like, oh, are you asking or are you telling? And I was like, ooh, toxic.
Asking or telling
is crazy for like anything individual. Because what am I asking you about?
Isn't it like individually, like you should have your own identity and collectively y'all should come together in the relationship?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
And like I said, like me individually, I am a lot of fun individually and I am a lot of fun collectively.
Mm-hmm.
What are we on? That's all I need to know. What are we doing?
What we doing?
Is girls? Is it the girls or is it a whole just co-ed party? Because either way, we're going to do a lot.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be a little weird to me.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And his answer was neither of those. He was like, well, I'm going to have to see. And I didn't watch the next episode, so I don't know if he went. But what I do know is that's crazy.
Bringing your man on the girls' trip
is absurd.
Like, no.
And it goes back to what you said about the security thing. Because I feel like if you're trying to go with your significant other on their friend trip, I feel like you have a very controlling spirit. And you're not secure in the relationship that y'all have. I mean, what do you think? Y'all, you think he's cheating?
And if he does, okay.
Right,
No, for real. Like, that's real. Like, stop. That's what you need, y'all. Clearly. Because the girls that's on the trip, did they say, girl, that's okay?
Yeah.
Or did they talk about y'all?
Right. Which one was it?
And they was, that ain't a friend either.
Right, they ain't your friend. So it's like, why you want to go anyway?
Right, so I'm like,
No.
Why are we normalizing that? No.
Yeah, like a lot of people were on the no side, but there was a lot of people who were still like, I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with it. And I'm like, why don't you see the problem with that? I mean, why does your boyfriend want to come on the girls' trip? What is he here for? Where is he staying?
Maybe
at?
He didn't want to. That's what I mean, though. Maybe he didn't even want to go.
And she, yeah, that's usually how it is. That's usually how it is. It's like, oh, well, he's cool. I'm going to bring him. Y'all can go on your own separate trip. How about that? You're uninvited. Give me your invite.
At that point, I would prefer you say, hey, he wants to come and he's inviting a couple of his friends. I'd rather do that.
Right. Like, can we open it up and make it a couples thing? A plus two.
And it, or just bring friends or something, you know.
It's now a friend trip, a group trip.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Because then it's like, well, if she gets to bring her man, now somebody else want to bring their man.
Right. So it's,
and it's like, no,
girls,
we're not doing that
trip.
We're not doing that.
I'm glad I don't have friends like that.
Yeah, me too. Because I would be like, are you serious? Or are you joking? Before I go any further, are you serious? You joking?
And if you're serious, we're gonna do the blink.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna be like, blink once. Send me a text real quick. You can't talk.
Oh, no, send me the text now because I don't want him to get you. That's what I said. Blink. Blink. I need you to blink.
Oh, yeah.
Give you let me know and I got you.
Yeah.
But with that, yes, I girls, woman empowerment. It is Women's Month.
It is. It is National Women's Month.
It was
Women's History Month.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say International Women's Day was, I think, March 8th.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
March 8th. So, we just want to wrap all this up by saying that we still love all the girls.
Right. We love the girls, whether you are a pick me.
Well, actually, I'm going to say this. I am a girl's girl, but some of you girls, I don't support. It's some of y'all that I can't get behind. And y'all know. You lying about being raped and stuff. I can't support. You know,
that type of stuff.
You know, like, there are some women that, even though I'm a girl's girl, there's some of y'all that do some trash stuff, some spiteful stuff that it's like, even though you're a woman, I can't support it.
I thought you were being funny, but
I'm also being serious.
That's serious.
Too. Like,
no.
It's some of y'all women who be doing
stuff. Yeah, it's some stuff y'all need.
Yeah.
You need something.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
That is not it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Some things as a woman.
And also, does it make you a girl's girl if you also, like you're a girl's girl, you know, you support the girls, but does support also mean calling out your friend when she's in the wrong? Like, that still is a girl's girl. Because it's like, I don't want you looking crazy, sis. Mm-hmm. Like,
I ain't going to embarrass you, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to say, I might even stand with you for the time being, so that way you don't get humiliated. But I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Like,
that wasn't right.
I'm just gonna let you know. Like, even no, I'm gonna let you know. I mean, from everything, everything from the men, from the appearance. Like, y'all be out here talking about y'all friends. Help them. I'm not trying to be funny. That is
no
a girl's
facts.
Girl. You help your friend.
Yeah, because why did you let her walk out the house like that?
Why did you do that?
Yeah. That was rude.
And you wanted to talk
about
it and laugh.
And they're close friends.
That's not cute. Mm-mm. I'm girl's girl. Girl, don't. That looks a mess. And so I will let you know behind the scenes. And I ain't going to leave you hanging. I ain't going to make you feel that.
I'm gonna have an option.
We're going to work through it. Like, listen, we got stories for days, honey.
No, for real.
I mean, Devin, I didn't even know she could sew, y'all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wardrobe malfunction. Yeah. Baby, we went to the hotel. She's like, yeah, we're going to get a little sewing kit. Sewing kit.
Yeah, we'll go to the front desk. I know.
Y'all, my friend got me together for the time being. She got me together.
We didn't have no other option. What option B?
We didn't have nothing. No backup, no nothing. So I'm like, no. Like, yes, you need to be a girl. That is a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's support.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's community. That's love.
Yeah.
Love doesn't always feel good. Sometimes it's tough love.
Yeah, but it still comes from a place of love and care.
Right, and care. It's concern and care.
And concern, yeah.
Right, so, yeah, I love a girl's girl. I do agree with what you said. Some things.
Yeah, some things I can't support.
Some things I won't support,
but I do love
us. I still love you as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever that means.
Yeah.
Not sure, but I want to love you.
Yeah,
I want to be there for you. I want to support you, even the pick me's. I want to be there for you. You just not gonna pick on me. So that's the only thing. You know, I still, we're not going to be cool.
We're going to love you from a distance.
We're going to have to. Because you're just not going to pick on me. But other than that, I'm for the girls.
Yeah, me too.
I'm for the girls, period.
Yeah. So we want to know, how do y'all feel about the girls' girl? Are you a girls' girl? Are you not a girls' girl? Are you a boy's boy?
Do you not understand?
Do you not understand?
What it is? Because that's one thing, too. But with that, our song for the week is I'm Every Woman by Whitney Houston. Rest in peace.
Yes.
But that is like the girls' girl.
Yeah, that's the girls'
anthem, I think, you know. Every woman. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
But anyways, that is the girls' girl's anthem. And yeah, like support women. We already have it hard enough.
Right. Support your women. Like support the women in your life. Support the women that are in your network, your community. Look out for the girls.
Look out for them.
Keep us safe.
And look out for the baby girls.
Yes.
Because we can't leave them hanging.
Generation of girls too.
We have to.
Because y'all be mean to the new girls. And that's not right.
No.
The teenagers and stuff. We got to raise them up right, y'all.
We got to raise
them. Don't bash them.
Right. Don't do that. But we got to be for the baby girls too. So for the girls, and we got to get these baby girls together as well.
Yeah.
But with that, we're going to close out. And
So
I was going to say Instagram. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. I got it. And you can also follow me on my personal IG at _ILoveNewYork.
And you can follow me at devin.nicole. That's Devin with the A, Nicole with two E's. And all our info will be in the bio.
Yep.
So make sure to check that out. And if y'all haven't listened to our other episodes, go listen to our other episodes.
And
keep listening.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye.